Okay, good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock according to my computer time here. We are now convening the meeting of the Water Quality Appeals Board. We have with us today remotely Mr. Bowers and Mr. Brinker, and I'm Chairman Quatham. And the agenda today is very brief. We have only one item, and that is in Water Quality Appeals Board docket number 23-001, an appeal by Patagonia Area Resource Alliance regarding ZIFTI's permit number AZ0026387, licensing timeframe 95353, and the permittee is AMI/South32 Hermosa Inc. And the agenda item on that matter is discussion and potential vote on PARA's motion for review of the board's August 17th, 2023 decision that was docketed on September 6, 2023. Just to briefly summarize, I think where the procedural status is, we had determined at the prior meeting that the board did not have jurisdiction over the appeal, the 2023 appeal by PARA, because essentially DEQ had withdrawn its decision on the new permit and was reconsidering making some changes before it issued a final decision on that permit. And so we had transferred that matter to OA for hearing, and OA returned to us as moot. And so we made the determination at the meeting, basically, that we didn't have jurisdiction and that it was no longer an appeal, essentially. So the PARA motion followed that, and they are asking for review and reconsideration of that decision. And they also note that our written decision did not contain sufficient findings of fact and conclusions of law. And so what I'm going to recommend that the board consider is perhaps having a motion in the following respects. The first would be to deny review because there's really nothing that we can do at this point. We don't have jurisdiction, so I think the basis for denying the motion for review is that we don't have jurisdiction, and that hasn't changed. And then because I agree that the written decision could be more explicit on findings of fact and conclusions of law, I'm going to suggest, and if you have it in front of you, I am going to refer to the response that South 32 provided to us most recently. And in that response, there was a procedural history in section A of that response, enumerated in paragraphs 1 through 15, that just set up what's happened to date, which I would think would be appropriate to copy into a decision as just the finding of facts, because this is a procedural matter, essentially. And then as the conclusions of law, I thought that an appropriate way to handle that might be to take that same response, and if you have that handy, I would start in subsection C, but on page 5 of that response, line 15, there's a subsection that's titled WQAB does not have jurisdiction to hear the renewal appeal. I would start there, copy that into the decision, the written decision of the board, and continue with the following two paragraphs, ending at page 6, line 12. And what those two paragraphs say is, and you can read them, but they're essentially saying the law that applies to whether an administrative body has jurisdiction over an appeal, and specifically cites the Water Quality Appeals Board statute for jurisdiction over appeals. And I just make it as simple as that. So two paragraphs for the conclusions of law. And finally, the last thing we would say is that we do not have jurisdiction, so we deny the motion for review or consideration. So, yeah. Any thoughts on that?
I'll second.
Mr. Brinker.
Okay, let me just ask a question here to make sure I understand. This issue of the board providing findings of fact and conclusion of law, since we had turned it over to the OAA, they turned around and basically said it was moot, right? And so
right.
This is back to us. Doesn't that constitute the finding of fact and conclusion of law as relates to that decision to dismiss the appeal?
I think that when you're doing the findings of fact and conclusion of law, what you're doing is explaining your decision from what has occurred. And it's a little weird in this case because the facts we're relying on are really procedural. So those summaries of, you know, who did what when in the case are really the facts. And then the conclusion of law is why do we believe that we don't have jurisdiction. And that's just a legal conclusion based on essentially ARS 49-323. But I think, you know, some case law and South 32 has cited some case law that's very standard on that issue. So I thought that that would be an appropriate way to explain our decision.
May I make the suggestion on how to do this procedurally?
Yes, Mr. Ralston.
I believe that there should be a motion on the request to grant review or not, and then discussion, and then a vote, and then a separate motion regarding the findings of facts, the discussion, and then a vote, and then a separate motion on the conclusions of law, separate motion on that discussion, and then a vote on that.
Okay, so would someone like to open by stating a motion that the board deny PARA's request for review or rehearing?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Okay, is there any further discussion on that issue?
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Second motion suggested language would be that there's a motion to adopt as the board's finding of facts in support of its denial the same procedural factual background summarized in South 32's September 21st, 2023 response, enumerated section A1 through 15.
So that starts at line 7 on page 2 and goes through line 11 on page 4.
That's correct.
Right? So that's nothing but a recitation of who did what and when kind of thing, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm looking at it now and it seems pretty straightforward. It's like the history.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that constitutes the findings of fact. In other words, procedurally, these are the things that happened.
Right. We are saying the basis for how people got here and what happened when they were here. And so if you agree, then we need a motion to adopt those lines as the board's finding of fact.
Yeah, I'll second.
Michelle, can I just ask you a question first?
Yes.
Item 14, which starts at line 6 on page 4, says it basically has a conclusion in it. The withdrawal appeal is no longer an issue. Right?
Right.
So is that a fine? I'm not sure that belongs in there, because if we're just talking about the things that happened, well, yes, they withdrew the appeal. That happened. Okay, the rest of that's the other sentence, or the next couple of sentences, I don't think. They're more like opinion, if you understand my point.
Chair Van Coffin?
Yes, Mr. Ralston?
If Board Member Brinker, the board has the ability to make their findings of fact, and you can adopt this as your finding of fact if the board sees fit to do so.
Right, and Mr. Brinker, I would say say maybe we should take that line out if you're uncomfortable with it.
Well, just that sentence.
Right, I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, we could take, I mean, yes, they withdrew the appeal. That's the finding of fact. The rest of that is superfluous, in my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, so, yes, all right. Well, with that in mind, I'll move that we accept these 15 items starting on page 3, right? Line 7 through, oh, page,
mm-hmm.
All right, through 15, item 15, but making those, removing the language, the second and third sentences in item 14. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll second that. That's a good move.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes. So those are the findings of fact of the board in support of its denial. Then we need a third motion to adopt conclusions of law. I suggest the motion could be to adopt this in the same South 32 response, page 5, line 16 through page 6, line 12. It's consisting of two paragraphs.
Yeah, just give me a second, Michelle. I'm scanning it real quick. Okay, starting on line 13 on page 6, is that a conclusion of law? It sounds to me more like an opinion.
Wait, what was that? What page?
Page 6, line 13.
We're not that far. My suggestion was to stop at line 12.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, okay. I'm good with that. All right, I'll move that we adopt that. So we're basically line 16, page 5, through line 12, page 6. Yes,
so that was
law.
Can I correct the motion?
Sure.
It was page 5, line 16, through page 6, line 12, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a motion, Mr. Brinker?
Yes, that's a second as well.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and motion passes. So those will be the conclusions of law of the board in the decision to deny the motion. And just for the record, we'll have a new date on this decision. And so it will have also notices. Mr. Ralston, please help me say this correctly, the information about the appeal, right?
We include this as a final administrative decision with appeal rights.
Okay.
They are.
Just for clarification, so there's not a dispute about the board's position on that. Okay, are there any other issues we need to deal with at this time? If not, I will request a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, motion to adjourn.
Second.
And second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Very well handled, Michelle.
Thank you again, Michelle, for all your work sorting out the legal issues.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. We'll see if it's good or bad.